It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Pretty good. Pretty good. We were just having a nice little conversation here this morning.
Yeah.
You know what I've realized? It takes all kinds. And when you think you've met all kinds, you meet yet another. It's a never-ending deal, isn't it? Welcome to 2013, huh? How's Brett this morning?
Oh, it's cold out there this morning.
I know. He's so thrilled to be back at it again here as we turn the page and get into a new year and a new month. Hey, tell us about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Sterling tubs and showers are made with you in mind. Many of their styles have soap shelves, non-slip floors, and sizes to fit most applications. Their remodeler units allow us to take practically any situation and make it better. Camblin Plumbing and Heating has carried Sterling now for several years and are pleased not only with their quality, styles, and ease of installation, but also with the competitive pricing that they offer to you, the ultimate consumer. Shop Camblin Plumbing and Heating for your bathroom remodeling needs and get discount pricing every day. Stop in and see us at 307 Chestnut Street in Atlantic or at 1013 7th Street in Harlan.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. You do resolutions?
No.
Me either. Let's not talk about it then.
I guess we're not going to do it then, are we?
I resolved not to resolve this year. How do you like that, huh? You know, I think we all do. We just don't actually go out and state them to other people. You know, we're always trying to look at different things we could probably change a little bit or do some things a little bit differently, make ourselves better. I don't. How can you better perfection, right,
that's
Brett?
Right.
There you
that's
go. Right. Yeah, there's no sense of goofing around with something that's already perfect.
I gave up on resolutions a long time ago.
Well, you know, I was looking the other day at ahead at the year 2013, and, you know, with all the talk about economic doom and gloom, and, you know, I assume that the Mayans have rewritten their calendar by now, because it seems like every time we get a doomsday scenario and the date goes by and we're still here, somebody says, oops, and then rewrites it and comes up with some new date where we're all supposed to, you know, disappear. There's only one person that knows when all this is going to happen, and he doesn't live here on Earth. So
let's bump it back 1,000 years or something. You know, at least none of us will have to worry about it.
I don't understand why. Yeah, but everybody seems to want to talk doomsday all the time. But anyway, I was looking ahead to see what 2013 was going to bring and stuff. So I found some little notes about some of the strange things. You know, it seems like just about every day in a year. Every day, every month is something. If you look up in different sources, you can find that, you know, for example, the month of January will be this month, that month, the other month. You know, there'll be a list of about 3 or 4 dozen things that is designated that month for. Every month seems to be that way. Well, you break it down to the days, and it seems like every day has some sort of a designation. And I wonder where these come from. I have no idea where some of these come from or how these things got put down on paper somewhere. I mean, it almost seems like something a bunch of guys sitting at the end of the bar one night had. Hey, let's make a little list here, and let's see if we can get this, make it a thing. Let's see if we can do this. You know, in January, January 7th, in case you were wondering, January 7th coming up is an important day. It is designated as Old Rock Day because, you know, you want to designate the old rocks from the new rocks. Old Rock Day. I guess you're supposed to start a rock collection or something.
Oh, I thought maybe it's classic rock or something.
Oh, no. Well, I guess take it however you'd like. That might be a better way to go, actually. January 23rd is Measure Your Feet Day.
Really?
Now, unless you work in a shoe store, I'm not really sure what the purpose of that is. I mean, are you desperately seeking to see if both of your feet are identically the same size?
By a podiatrist, I think.
Well,
I don't think they get longer. I think they just get wider the older you get.
And flatter
yeah.
as the years go on, yeah. In February, the Chinese New Year starts on February 10th. This is the year of the snake, if that means anything to you. It means zero to me.
Nope.
I don't celebrate the Chinese New Year. February 13th is Get a Different Name Day. So there you go. It's your free pass. If you really hate that name Mom and Dad dropped on you when you were born, I guess it's your chance to come up with something creative or perhaps an unpronounceable symbol.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure.
Yeah.
February the 23rd has been designated as International Dog Biscuit Appreciation Day. Now, that's one you don't want to miss. I'm guessing it's celebrated by dogs.
Only we can't appreciate them.
I know. I have no idea what the good ones are. I mean, I'll be perfectly honest with you. I always get a kick out of stuff like that when they talk about how you see commercials for dog or cat food for that matter. Oh, your dogs will love the taste. Do you know what my dog licks? They don't even smell things before they eat them. They gobble up whatever's in front of them. What makes the difference? How would they even know? When did you taste it to find out if it tastes good? Speaking of tastes good, March 6th, that's a good one. It's Oreo Cookie Day. Oreo cookies were first sold. They sold for the first time. It'll be their 101st birthday, actually. 1912 was the first time. March 6th, 1912 was the first time Oreo cookies were sold. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing.
I'll put that one on my calendar.
Yeah. March 14th is Pi Day, and not like apple or that type of pie. It's Pi, P-I, because it's 314. 314.
Nice.
Got that? Okay. In April, on April 3rd, it's a big, big, big anniversary. 120 years ago, April 3rd in New York, the first ice cream sundae was invented. Again, that's a good thing. Yeah. That's a good thing. The 25th of April is World Penguin Day. It's also designated as Take Your Daughters and Sons to Work Day. I don't think you should take your penguins to work, however. You might want to refrain from that. On April 30th is going to be one of the most difficult days of the year for you because that day is designated as National Honesty Day. Washington is in huge trouble.
They'll take a holiday that day.
They will flunk badly. Yeah. We get into May, of course. Now, May 12th. This one's not funny. This one's Mother's Day. Do not forget Mother's Day. That's a biggie. You want to make sure you keep that one down. No laughing matter there. Let's see. Also, in June, June 6th, this is one you'll be happy about. It's National Yo-Yo Day. Kind of an up and down day, but
yeah, evidently.
National Yo-Yo Day. Now, June 16th is another important one, just like Mother's Day. That's Father's Day. You do want to write that one down. Don't forget that one. That's important. You get to June 25th, and do you know what June 25th is? It's an important day as well.
Ooh, boy.
That is Leon Day.
Leon.
June 25th is Leon Day. Leon. Do you know why? Because Leon is Noel, spelled backward. Means we're only 6 months till Christmas. I have no idea who came up with that.
I'm surprised
one.
My wife don't have that one down.
That actually got on a calendar. Go figure that. July 8th, on that day back in 1835, the Liberty Bell cracked while it was being rung on that day, July 8th in 1835. July 19th has been designated as Stick Out Your Tongue Day.
Kids will love that one.
I don't know. I don't see a lot of people really celebrating that much. That's just not that much fun to do, and I don't like the repercussions, quite frankly.
Does that mean if you do that to the cops that they can't do anything to you that day?
Let us know.
I was hoping maybe you could tell us.
You let us know when you find that out.
Speeding ticket? Hey.
Yeah. Good luck with that. July the 20th. You threw me off my game there. July the 20th is Moon Day. July 20th is Moon Day. That is the 44th anniversary of Neil Armstrong becoming the first person to land on the moon. Neil Armstrong, of course, one of those great Americans that we lost last year.
There again, I thought that was a different meaning.
Nope. No.
Somewhere along the line, Stick Out Your Tongue Day.
I threw you with Stick Out Your Tongue. No. Let's not go there. August 1st is Respect for Parents Day. Hanna, paying attention this morning?
I hope so. I'm guessing she's sleeping.
Probably. Respect for Parents Day. Now, that really, honestly, should be every single day.
Yeah.
But even those of us that aren't parents, we were children at one time, so we do know it from one side or the other. But Respect for Parents Day, if nothing else, at least celebrate it for one day, would you please? August 11th is Play in the Sand Day. Now, that probably doesn't have a lot of meaning for us in August around here. However, this time of the year, there's plenty of sand out there in the roads.
Yeah.
You can almost some days make more of a sand angel than you could a snow angel. World Mosquito Day is August 20th. There's one you don't want to miss. I mean, if you're looking forward to 2013, you are definitely looking forward to August 20th, World Mosquito Day. Now, I don't know if that means it's supposed to be a day where we give them all a free pass or if we just go swat as many as we can, but World Mosquito Day. Get into September. We've got September 5th. That's National Cheese Pizza Day. I don't think I've ever had a cheese pizza. Have you?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I've had pizza with cheese on it, of course. Everyone does. But I've never had a cheese pizza.
You know, if you had kids, you've had a cheese pizza.
Well, that's probably true. I just don't see the point. I mean, that's like putting up a Christmas tree and not putting any decorations on it. I mean, cheese pizza? Really? I like the meat as you can on pizza.
You know, when you're young, you don't want all them toppings. You just want cheese. So.
See, I have no problem celebrating the beef and pork producers all at once.
Well, sausage, don't forget the dairy producers, too.
Little beef. Just keep piling it on. That's all good to me.
The more the merrier.
It's all good to me. Talk Like a Pirate Day on September 19th. That'll get annoying real fast, won't it? Now, here's one that I bet will surprise you. September 23rd. It's not really a day. It's kind of an anniversary. But September 23rd. Now, when I say Nintendo, what do you think? You're thinking of electronic toys, right?
Yeah.
For the most part. The Wii systems and other things. They were pioneers in a lot of those types of things. When do you think Nintendo was founded?
I don't know.
It was founded in 1889.
Really?
If I'd have said 89, you'd have probably said, oh, okay, well, they were kind of pioneers, 1989. That's not too bad. When you think Nintendo, you're thinking electronics with systems and stuff, games, toys, stuff you plug in. Nintendo was founded on September 23rd, 1889. Playing cards was their first product. So they were always involved in games, just not the high-tech games.
I was going to say, I probably got my first original Nintendo system about 90, so...
So 89 would have been a pretty good guess if you were, 1989. But no, 1889 they were first founded. That shocked me when I saw that. Playing cards. We have a whole generation of kids that don't even know what those are.
Yeah. Well, it's a game on the
computer.
They're
on the screen, yeah.
You and I remember when mom and dad or whoever first taught us how to play solitaire.
Yeah.
I can remember laying on the carpet in the living room and putting the cards out, and we just thought that was the coolest thing in the world. Card game you can play all by yourself. Now you just fire it up on the computer or your cell phone or whatever else. It's all different. In October, we get to October. The 1st of October is Homemade Cookies Day.
I'm going to mark that one down, Jim.
I will mark that one down. That's a good one. October 15th is National Grouch Day. Every day is National Grouch Day, depending upon who you run into. The 28th of October, that was the date that the Statue of Liberty was dedicated back in 1886, just 3 short years before Nintendo was born. In November, this one's kind of role reversal. November 15th, it's Pack Your Mom Lunch Day. Did your mom pack you your school lunch when you were a kid?
I don't think I ever took lunch to school.
See, I never ate the hot lunch at school. Oh. My mom packed our lunches every morning. 4 bags, brown bags, sitting on the counter every morning.
It never mattered how bad it was at school. We always had school lunch.
Oh, yeah. See, I was
hoping sometimes mom would do that.
No, we never did. Mom packed lunch every single day. And in fact, we always had this thing. I used to hate it when I was a kid. We had to, when we were done, because, you know, those bags with 4 kids... 5 days a week? That's 20 bags a week. That's a lot of bags, you know, you go through in the course of a school year. Mom would, always wanted us to fold those bags up afterward, put them in our pocket, and bring them back home. Boy, I hated that.
You were supposed to have a Rat Patrol lunchbox or something, you know?
Well, that's what I would have thought. I'd had a Scooby-Doo lunchbox or something, but that was a little awkward to carry around, so it was a paper bag. But then I always got into this argument with Mom about, well, how am I supposed to throw all my stuff away? I put it in a bag and crumple it up and throw that away. That's the easy way. Now you're making me get up and carry all kinds of handfuls of garbage and stuff over to the... I always lost the argument, so there's no sense in going any further. Pack your mom lunch day. Make sure you put something sweet in there, too. Let's see here. Also, we get to the month of December. December 1st, eat a red apple day. I suppose it's okay if you eat a yellow or a green one, too, but it's always probably a pretty good day. And then you get to December 13th, it's National Cocoa Day. I think every day in winter could be National Cocoa Day. That wouldn't be the worst thing in the world at all, would it? And as we get through there, it looks like we've made it through just about another year. So, yeah, you know all the big holidays, all those other ones, you know, Easter, Valentine's Day, Christmas, Thanksgiving, 4th of July, you know all those. These are the important ones.
You know, I'm glad you brought those in because I come in this morning complaining that, you know, the holidays are over with. All we got to look forward to is cold. You know, now I know I've got something to look forward to, Jim.
You were pretty grumpy.
I was this morning, and you just brightened my day up.
There you go. See? Always something good to look forward to. It's not so bad. Just keep your mind away from Washington, and your attitude will be much, much better. Brett, tell us more this morning about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
A Lennox air-to-air heat pump could be your best friend this winter. It's warm, eco-friendly, doesn't make hardly any noise, and can be very cool during the summer months. On top of that, it will work hard to save you many dollars in your energy cost. Camlin Plumbing and Heating are pros at installing these air-to-air heat pumps, and in most situations, we can adapt one of these state-of-the-art units using your present furnace. With 7 different models to choose from, we can help you get just the right unit to fit your needs and budgets. With the best warranties, competitive pricing, and quality that we all have come to respect, Lennox air-to-air heat pumps are the best bet for investing your money and getting a good return. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286. And the thought of the day today comes from Oprah. Cheers to a new year and another chance to get it right.
Very good. That's true. You know, I didn't find this on a calendar anywhere, but I'm going to designate today as National... Boy, do I have to stop eating like that day. It's been 2 long weeks of that, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Actually, a good long month now. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.